Good morning, everybody. If it's 10 o'clock on Saturday morning, it must be time for This Week in Waukesha. I am your host, Alderman Don Paul Brown, coming to you live from the Walk Radio Studios at 217 Wisconsin Avenue, around the corner from Theodore Humans Park, and also the studio, also known as the future office of former Alderman Don Brown. We get to use that moniker for a few more days. My last night officially as alderman serving the 1st District of Waukesha is this Monday. So as of midnight on Monday, the Walk Radio Studios will then be known as the official office of former Alderman Don Brown. And we'll have a special christening next Saturday, so don't miss that. But, hey, we're glad you're here. And, yes, it's baseball season, and I'm always ready to play. Put me in, Coach Raji. I think I've got a year or two left of eligibility to play at the high school level. Because I ran track my junior year and senior year. Think about that. Very consistent singles hitter, lefty, great in the outfield. still got it. Hey, we have another member of the baseball team here, the Black Shirts varsity baseball team, fresh off of a clean sweep and a doubleheader yesterday, beating arch crosstown rivals Waukesha West 10-1. I'm going to repeat that. 10-1. Black Shirts beat the Wolverines over at the West Side, over there in the breakaway republic of the Village of Waukesha. And in the second game, won a tough one, 4-3. But our guest, most of you probably know already, this is Tyler Pudliner, who's one of the catchers on the baseball team and an honor roll student at Waukesha South, a junior, and a member of the Waukesha South marching band, who, as you know, Tyler is one of the kids injured, one of many that was injured in the attack, and for the grace of God has survived and is here today. And I've known Tyler for a couple of years now, and this is important. We've been friends, and I'm proud to call him my young friend. Since the fall of 2020, my son Evan got to play fall ball for the first time. You know, he was always playing football, and fall ball was primarily on Saturdays, but when the Waukesha Area Baseball Club started up, they had a Sunday offering. And this was Evan's first time playing with kids that were older than him. Having a June birthday, he's always played a grade down. And players on that team, which included Robert Savickel, Eric Teagues, and Tyler Pudliner, were very encouraging to Evan and did a lot for his confidence. And he responded in spades. Evan had a great season that fall. And I also had the pleasure of coaching for a couple games because the assistant coach, Don Teagues, had to go out of town during a couple of those games. I imagine there was some musky fishing involved there. And so it was great for me to get to know these kids that love baseball as much as I do. So, and then Tyler and I went on to split duties capturing the video, the coach's video for the Blackshirt varsity football games last fall. So great to reconnect on that level. And so lots to talk about today. But before we begin with, well, Tyler, say hello.
Hey, everybody.
How you doing today?
I'm all right. How are you?
Great. And Tyler has a special guest with us today, but she doesn't feel comfortable from the mic, even though she's got a great radio voice. Who's with you here today, Tyler?
This is my mother, Katie.
Katie, yeah. And Katie, great to see you as always. So, and Katie's going to be providing maybe some coaching here for Connor on some of the issues we'll be discussing. So, but before we start with Connor, just wanted to remind everybody to check your mailboxes. This week you should have received the City of Waukesha's Department of Public Works newsletter, the Workspace. Great stuff on here. Front page news is that our annual brush branch pickup is the week of April 25th to the 29th. Your collection will be on the same day as your garbage pickup. So take a look at that newsletter. Great newsletter, by the way. Check it out. A lot of great stuff, including updates on the progress of our great water project. So some really great information in there. I may even revisit that later in the day and later in the show here. So, but wanted to do another shout out real quick too is Easter's tomorrow. I think we all know that. And also a happy Passover to my my many Jewish friends and brethren out there, which is today, tonight. And but for those of you looking for last-second gifts for mom, grandma, or those other loved ones for Easter, there is a new store that just opened up around the corner here, not far from Theodora Humans Park, called the Doll House. And it's a really cute boutique gift shop that has flowers, crystals, gift cards. And it's open right now. It just opened up at 10 a.m., and it actually opened in January. They spent the first couple months getting the place. I guess the decor is beautiful. It's like a little museum in there. So, Tyler, if you have a few bucks in your pocket, I think you might have to take Katie over there after the show and see what they have going on. So so check that out. And then let's talk baseball. Tell me about yesterday, a big day at Frame Park. I know it's been a slow start for our black shirts. These are their first two wins of the season, correct?
Yeah, we were struggling a little bit there, but we've started to come together really well, and yesterday was pretty special to get those first two wins.
That's great, and the bats were really popping, huh?
Yeah. I mean, we started out playing small ball, and that's the thing you got to do is just kind of put hits together and guys on, and we were able to score a lot of runs in that first game, 10-1, and yeah.
That's great. Who are some of the big hitters?
Tommy Krinkle contributed a single to right.
Tommy Krinkle from Banting Park, from Empire Drive. from the mean streets of Banting Park. Gotta love it.
You got
Empire Drive in the house. Sorry, go ahead.
He had Rob Savakul.
Robert, sorry.
No, yeah, Bobby had his first big hit of the season, yeah.
Great kid.
That was a good one, yeah. It was just guys putting hits together and walking, and, I mean, Dom walked a couple times. He was on stealing a couple bases, and we had a lot
Dominic Lee, the center fielder? yeah. Love that kid.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, I hear he might be playing some college ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's committed to the Bobcats already.
Yeah. Is that Montana?
Brighton Stratton.
All right.
I believe, yeah.
Fantastic. So, well, good. And then the next game was a little bit of a nail biter, and our friend Eric Teague started that game.
Yes. Yeah.
Was 3-3 in the first inning. I remember seeing from his dad, from Don on Facebook. And then he said he had about 4 or 5 strikeouts.
Yeah. I think it was close to that. But yeah, he came back and he's firing really good.
Only gave up one run.
Yep.
So, yeah. Great. Really great to hear that. And I had the pleasure, this was a couple Wednesdays ago now, to see Eric and Tyler start in a game against South Milwaukee. In fact, I showed up and they didn't have anybody announcing the game, and so I asked the athletic director, Dan Schreier, and so it was really cool. I got to be on the news. Someone, I think it was Fox or someone, captured me announcing the starting pitcher and the starting catcher, and so that was really neat. And again, knowing these two young men as well as I have, just a really exciting moment for me and, of course, for the rest of the community. And it was a tough loss. South Milwaukee came, the bats were cracking, and so was that that monsoon we had going through for most of the game. But but to me, it was a big win for black shirt baseball and for the community to see Eric and Tyler back out there competing again. So, but
I think that's the biggest thing that caught me is that it didn't matter what was on the scoreboard. Just making our, after what both of us have gone through, and Eric had to go through a lot more rehab than I did physically, and to see him, kick rehab's butt and then come back like that was pretty special, not worrying about the score and just kind of playing catch and having fun out there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's been, love it. And, it's like the guy's always got a smile on his face, too, whenever you see him.
Yeah.
And again, it's just very few people love baseball as much as Eric Teagues. And you just see it in his eyes and his face. And just so I just love, as much as I love baseball. And but I was going to mention, we talked about Dominic Lee in that first game. When he scored, he took off his helmet and he pointed to a sticker on the bat that said 23. I think it was 23.
23, yep. Yeah, and so we had a baseball mom. This one might get me a little bit. Amy Smith, she's James' mom, and she made 23 stickers in honor of Jackson Sparks, who was the youngest victim of the parade.
And a member of the Waukesha Blazers, had to throw that in there, being a longtime Blazer family.
Yeah, and so. I've been able to I donated some of my bobbleheads to Tucker, his older brother's team. Tucker got to throw out the first pitch at the home opener for the Brewers.
I hope that got a lot of national press.
Oh, yeah. I think it did. Okay. It made a lot of rounds, and that's just special to see him throwing the first pitch to Aaron, his father. But being able to connect with that family and being a part of the Blazer family has been something really special, yeah. though, to see Dom do that, too. I mean, it goes to show how close, you know, Waukesha is. You know, we might be a big city, but we're that small-town feel at the same time. We got that feel at the same time.
So. Yeah, you know, and speaking of Jackson Sparks and the Blazers, initially my guest was going to be Jeff Rogers, who's the president of the Blazers, but unfortunately he was going out of town for the Easter weekend. But so we hope to have Jeff on next week, and he's going to be talking about the Blazers will be hosting a memorial baseball tournament in July in loving memory of Jackson Sparks. So we'll be talking about that because I know there's going to be some great sponsorship opportunities they want to promote.
And Jeff's a great guy. He's doing good with that program.
Yeah. So, and I'm excited because some of the bigger kids games are going to be over at Banting Park in my neighborhood. So, so that's a big deal. So, hey, and you know, also too, there's a new member. You know, Jason here is still, he's producing the show for Madison, but we also have new weekend production help from Connor Boston, a new friend of mine. Connor, say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right. So Connor's got it. He's got a great radio voice. Reminds me of Richard Wright in Reservoir Dogs. So you may hear from time to time, he may be telling, you know, saying, K Billy Super Sounds of the 70s. And so if you hear it, that's Connor. So, but it's not K Billy. It's This Week in Waukesha. And we have about another minute before we go to break. How you been feeling with your baseball and with your progress? I'm sure there's still some physical therapy you're going through and other things.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't had a lot of physical therapy that way. It's kind of just been building up the strength on my own. But it's been special to be able to at least get back out, you know, with Teagues that one game and be able to start that way. That was very special. And just to be back out in the environment, I think that's the thing that's helped me most is, you know, going back to band or going back to the baseball field and just being out there realizing that I can do it and that I'm back. So, yeah.
Sounds good. Love it. So. And I'm sure Coach Rashi's hearing a lot of this from Tyler. Put him in, Coach.
Yeah, put me in, Raj. So,
hey, we're going to pay some bills, but don't go away. We have a lot more to talk about with Tyler Pudliner here with his mom, Katie. And really glad all of you are here today and this Easter Saturday. Stick around.